Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ngube. Today, we are discussing the significance of Independence Day as Zimbabwe celebrates 44 years of so-called majority rule. But first, a look at what's happening in the other parts of the world. 10 years ago, hundreds of schoolgirls were abducted in northern Nigeria by the Islamist terror group Boko Haram. Many escaped or gained freedom through negotiations, but the fate of 82 girls hangs on the hope of reviving a once vibrant advocacy group, the Bring Back Our Girls groups, dominated global headlines after the 2014 abduction. In the decade since the raid, mass abductions have become frequent and activists have grown weary. Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja.
This public park was once a symbol of hope and resilience, but now it holds memories of a struggle to save 82 schoolgirls still in captivity from the 276 kidnapped by Boko Haram on April 14, 2014 from Chibok Secondary School. One of them is Nkeki Mutah's niece.
Every day, in the morning, in the afternoon, we'll feel pain because of the absence of this, our niece. We heard that some were dead, and that is one of the things that we are advocating. If government can be kind enough to tell us or to release all the names of those that are dead so that we can forget about it.
Days following the kidnappings, activists coalesced and started the Bring Back Our Girls or BBOG movement, demanding their rescue. Back then, the group met here daily, and their campaign sparked global outrage, but not anymore.
There is fatigue in the struggle. When the Bring Back Our Girls started and it was gaining traction globally, there are a lot of responses from even foreign governments ready to support Nigeria.
So far, 194 girls have returned, either by escaping or they were freed through government negotiations. But the threat of mass kidnapping remains. Amnesty International says Nigeria has recorded 17 cases in which at least 1,700 children were seized from schools since Chibok. Recent attacks have been perpetrated by armed gangs known as bandits. The gangs often demand huge ransoms to free their captives. Nigerian authorities say they have not forgotten those in captivity.
If it was we're using the conventional method of fighting, we would have entered all the communities and flattened everything to start all over. But we can't do that because we know there are no state actors holding other people against their will. So we have to be very deliberate. There are instances where we've gone for attack because civilians were there, we call off the strike.
Families and BBOG activists disagree. They say authorities have not shown the political will to address the problem. On Sunday, they remembered the girls on the 10th year anniversary of their abduction.
Unfortunately, the Chibok girls' abduction was only the beginning of countless abductions that have led to a thriving abduction industry in our nation, since the government has refused to bring the perpetrators of the abduction of our Chibok girls to book.
Sadly, you could even see people that are supposed to take the necessary action, especially the security agencies, providing excuses for what happened, that the children have been taken to a difficult terrain to be accessed. If the terrorists can access a difficult terrain, what more of our security forces?
Until the girls are freed, many like Mutah will be waiting for some sense of closure. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Now back home, Zimbabwe, with its rich deposits of lithium, is pinning its hope for economic recovery on mining and processing the mineral, which is a key component in batteries for electric vehicles. Zimbabwe has Africa's largest lithium reserves and is the world's sixth largest lithium producer and supplier. Columbus Mavunga reports from Kama TV, about 700 kilometers from the capital, Harare, where investors have poured millions of dollars into their lithium venture.
This former tin mine that closed about 30 years ago due to declining prices has now reopened as Kamative Mining Company and is processing lithium. Boy Joseph Dingane, a traditional leader from this poor area, says the reopening of the mine has changed the area's fortunes.
Children are going to school. Children now are not dragging themselves. They are going for work. So it has changed the community completely.
The Kamative Mining Company says it employs about 1,300 people and has exported 50,000 tons of processed lithium since it was launched about a year ago. Zimbabwean and international investors spend $100 million to make the site a working lithium mine. Meng Yang is one of the investors.
Kama TV Mining Company has contributed significantly to the Zimbabwean fiscus, exceeding $8 million in taxes. With the completion of Phase 2 imminent, we expect this project to create more employment opportunities and increase our tax contributions towards the development of Zimbabwe.
The cost for Phase 2 of the mining's development is $150 million. President Emmerson Mnangagwa hopes Zimbabwe will benefit from rising demand. Mnangagwa says his government will continue to enforce a ban on exporting raw lithium so that the country raises more revenue through the sale of processed lithium.
We shall value add our resource for our economy and unlocking maximum benefits from our country's abundant mineral resource. Government will therefore continue to support the drive by Kamative Mining Company towards the processing of lithium ores into concentrates.
But Farai Maguu, director of Center for Natural Resource Governance, an organization working on improved governance of natural resources in Zimbabwe, says the export ban is not being strongly enforced. He says his organization has witnessed tons and tons of raw lithium leaving the country.
The companies that are exporting lithium from Zimbabwe, at first, they were exporting lithium in open trucks. But because of the criminality around the lithium trade, now it seems they are under instruction that they must either cover it in tents or they must put it in containers. We should have seen increased liquidity in our economy if we were charging correctly. So most probably, the lithium that is leaving Zimbabwe, I think less than 50% is being declared. The rest is leaving the country illicitly.
Zimbabwe's Minister of Mines, Soda Jemu, has denied those claims, asking for proof of the allegations. Jemu said exports of processed lithium will increase in the coming years, and he believes mining will become $12 billion industry for Zimbabwe. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Kama TV, Zimbabwe.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, We bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now, back to our topic. Today, we are discussing the significance of Independence Day at a time when young people have mixed feelings, with some saying there is nothing to celebrate, and others who believe that Zimbabwe's so-called majority rule brought a social and economic transformation. And now to discuss this topic in detail, we are joined by ZANU-PF Matabeleland South Youth Chairperson, Mr. Moses Langa. Welcome to the program, Mr. Langa. Siyabonga siyakwamukela njalo baba Mkhululi Jele, chairperson of Mthwakazi Republic Party Youth. We also have on the line Freedom Alliance. We also have on the line Freedom Alliance youth leader, Mr. Calvin Wiseman Dube. Welcome to the program. Let's start with you, Mr. Dube. What's your view on Independence Day? Is it still relevant? Yes, Mr. Dube, you can go ahead. Hello? I think we have a bad connection with Mr. Dube there. We'll try it once again. Moving.
Hello?
Yebo, Dube.
Hello.
Yes,
yes,
Sesuguzwa. Yeah, Mr. Dube, what's your view on Independence Day? Is it still relevant?
For me, an independence is a statement of their imagination. However, I dismiss it as a deathless and unfounded Zimbabwe independence. What do I mean when I say it's a statement? A statement is a thing that someone believes to be real, but that exists only in their imagination. That's an independence of Zimbabwe, according to my understanding. I knew what the independence and other. Look at our to the wind, the children in the level. But the level, as we born, as we are suffering because of your land or independence. We see our children, the Kunan Kanye, abayizwa ngendimele into okuthiwa i-independence ningazabakomunye umhlubulo kodwa kitho emhlubulweni wasemathelelelei into okuthiwa i-independence inkululeko yinto esingayaziyo asiyiboni into ephilayo siyibona nje kuyisifiso into mhlawumbe engikhona izinza ungakhanyela recent isikhathi esidlule kuso abazali bethu bebethathelwa amalenzi asebehlale kuwo more than 42 years ehleli lapho umuntu then kube sesithi ukuzibuse lowo muntu hhayi thina uzibuse-ke asikamtholi asimali ngiyabonga
siyabonga baba Dube baba Jele akungene laphana sizwe lawo umbono wakho ukubona njani wena lokhu sikhangelwa obekukhulunywa ngobaba uDube laphana
mhlawumbe kuzingelelaukubonga kuwo emsakazi ngibonge labalandeli bohlelo ngibingelela abasakazi ngibingelela labalaleli independence kayikho ebantwini bakithi bemathebulezi mina ngayizange kube khona ngoba ngabe abakhona ngabe kakuzange kube eguqu ngakundi so on the onset of ukuthi kuthiwa kule independence abantu bebulawa yayingekho kithi, yayingamahlona lamanje yibo abantu abakhululekileyo, yibo abakhuluma ulimi, yibo abanelungelo lokwenza ama-cultural ama-traditions abo. Abantu bakithi abakuvunyelwa, yibo abavunyelwa futhi nokusebenza. Njalo ungathithi uyakukhangela omnankakho abasebenzisi bona angabakhokheli bekanamaspayi kasimithi. So ayikho independence, we are still implementing i-release plan, i-release template kasimithi isishona live.
Siyabonga baba Jele. Mr. Langa, you heard the other youth leaders are saying there is no reason to celebrate Independence Day. How do you view this?
There is no independence. But mina ngokubona kwami nxa ngikhangele lawo bengabezaqhuma iqiniso bekwazi futhi iZimbabwe we have more to celebrate Sandton in terms of our independence. Because ungakhangela prior independence of Zimbabwe before the 80s, kulokuningi okuvele kungahambi kuhle eZimbabwe okungcindezela thina abantu bensundu. And khathesi we have got more to celebrate nxa sikhangele indaba yethu emhlabathi esilawo njengabantu bansundu. Sikhangele indlela zokubana sesikwanisa ukuba lezi mine esizisebenzayo thina njengabantu abansundu. Ama-companies amaningi asebenza locally akhokhelwa ngabantu abansundu. So we have saying, mina ngokubona kwami nje umkhokheli wabatsha, I'm saying there's a possibility ukubana ilizwe liye phambili likhokhelwa ngabantu bansundu. Ngingahayikhathane ngikhangele, angisize ngikomente kakhulu indaba ze-Gugurawundi, you know, angikukhonaba because I know my president, upresident ithi mina ngakwazihlangiziphes ukubana iindaba ze-Gugurawundi zidiscase kube le-way forward. Indlela ukuthi kuna how best can we heal the nation sikhangele indaba ye-Gugurawundi. So angifuni ukukhuluma ngayo, mina nza concentrate more on is an issue of our independence. Maybe mele understand ukuthi nxa sikhuluma independence sithoni exactly, maybe ngina kuyosehlukana khona.
Siyabonga baba Langa. Ukhulume ngokuthi nxa sikhangela ukuthi independence sichoni, ngibona kungaphathisa ukuthi ukuchazele abatsha ukuthi usuku lolu luqakatheke ngani, kuyini okwenza ukuthi kuqalise ukuthakazelelwa usuku lolu baba Langa?
You know, if we're talking about 1980s, where it is the last election, it was independence, ukuthi sikwanisa ukuzikhokhela thina njengabantu abansundu, njengabantu abamnyama eZimbabwe yethu, enjelo iZimbabwe eqhululekileyo. That's number one. Number two, sesikwanisa ukuthi sizicabangele thina sidevelophe lapho okusuka khona abantu bakithi eZimbabwe kakhulu, ukuthi khona emakhaya nemadolobheni lapho thina sikhokhela khona. Yikho ngikubonayo ukuthi thina njengeZimbabwe yikho sikhona kathesi at the moment ukuthi igovernment ekhona ezapresent izinga ngakho iyakhona ikhangelele i-trajectory ekhokhela ngabantu abamnyama. That's number one. Number two, uma ungakhangela khathesi eZimbabwe mina ngikhangele ngendlela engibona ngayo ukuthi upresident has devolved i-celebration ye-independence. Prior i-second, i-first republic sayicelebrate ama-independence yaHarare kuphela. Khathesi isithi yakubulawayo yasuka yama-central, khathesi isemankaland and izasuka futhi ibuye futhi ema-south ne-north midland ukuthi iyabhoda ukubana yengisa ku-devolution. Njengoba upresident uthi nawe ayisayi ukuthi into zonke kumele zibuyele ziye ezabelweni zabantu. So that makes it to at least try to give credit to the government ekhona ukuthi iyazama ukuthi kona abantu ba-understand the importance of the current independence celebration ezeZimbabwe yakile esikhokhele i-government ekhona ekuzazamf.
Siyabonga baba Langa. Siphenduke kuwe baba Dube laphana. Why do you think there is no reason to celebrate? Kungabe kuyikuthi abantu abazwisisi na imbali yokuthi abantu bavela ngapi kuyiwa ngapi njengelizwe, or what are the reasons behind umcabango wokuthi there is nothing to celebrate? Ye ungaqhubeka Dube, siyakuzwa.
le ngithi enye into engilandelelayo uma khuluma ngento leyi abayibiza bethi independence thina esingakayiboni kulento esuka ngimvulele ukuthi ngilandela ukuthi kuthiwa sesivukile kokuqala ukuthi sesivusa njengabantu abamnyama kodwa sivusa njengabantu abamnyama thina emadelelenti sivuswa umuntu ongumhlobo ofana nathi ngokombala nomuntu omnyama kodwa uzivuse kumele sibe ne-freedom sikwazi ukuzenzela izinto ngendlela esizibonayo zisivumela ungakhangela izimi-constitution isivumele ukuthi isiko lethu silinaze isiko lethu lifundiswe sigcine ebantwaneni besikolo but uzananzelela ukuthi thina ema-development uzahamba phansi emakhaya endaweni ejulileyo uyethola ukuthi umbalisi ofundisayo mhlawumbe ofundisa ograde 2 kalwazi ulimi lwaleyo ndawo xa engalwazi ulimi isiko laleyo ndawo uzoba lakhi njani okokuqala thina sibona ingathi lokhu esiyinikezele njengabantu emathelelelenti asizitholi ezibusa.
Siyabonga baba Dube. Baba Jeli, ungafuna ukuthi ungene yini laphana sike sizwe ukuthi wena ubona njani. We've heard other young people say they are being held at ransom by those who fought for the freedom of the country. What's your take ngodaba lolu? Ubona sengathi balungile na ukuthi basole ukuthi hayi kwaba lokuliwa kwempi okwakhulula ilizwe.
Ngisakazi ukuthi independence vele kayikho ebantwini bakithi emathekeleleni. Ongangazoboke esebenza ngekhonokho njengoba njengakithi isebenza njengokhinithi usukuthi wayetshontsha umnotho wethu ewusabile ebritain e-England. Labo lokho beyitshontsha umnotho wethu-ke usemashonaleni. Akulanto yakithi abayenzayo esibona ukuthi ngithi kukhululekile kathethe izoro lokhu besebhuti inkosi yakithi engayivumezi ukuthi kube yiyo ephatha umsindi wonalwana owesintu owesiko yena ngumuntu owuza waba nguye ofuna ukuthi aphathe kulwana msebenzi kukho kungezinye izinto ezibona ukuthi zenzeka sikakhululeki ngoba yena isiko lethu ngalazi but why efuna ukupreserve over isiko lethu yena engalazi nezinye zezinto ezifuna ukuthi inkululeko kasinayo konke khona lokho kokuthi ukuqhathwa kumele kuze ukuba amtisha kumele ukuqhathele from uHarare imisebenzi yonke leyi kumele uyi-aplayele uyitholele from uHarare kodwa kuthiwa sikhululekile sikhululeke ngaliphi thina singavumeli ukuthi lathi kibe le miduli engasebenza ukuthi ibe labantu abaqhathayo ezindaweni zakithi.
Siyabonga baba Langa. Liyaluza udaba olukhona lapha kuthiwa hhayi kulo bandlululo olukhulu lina lokho likuthatha njani?
Ngiyabonga imilayezo ephuma kubafowethu. Ngizaqalisa ngobhuti abe ngudube mina ukukhuluma kathesi lapha ekhuluma ngendaba yokubana ukuqhathwa kwabatsha ukuqhathwa kwabantu ukuthi khona kuyamele kuyaharare futhi lokhu thina njengezanu p f government njengezanu youth league thina especially le engikhokhelayo mina we've complained and lapho sokuzokwazakala ukubona anything anyhiring izincane kibe baze balandelela ama-teachers kathesi aqhatshwe uhulumente aqalisele ku-district aqhatha ku-district and kuqalise even ama-nurses hambisile imilayezelo yethu ukubana kuqalisele kuma-provinces kungasuthwa iharare ekhonekthaa futhi lokhu nguzile igovernment yakuzwa and igovernment ikulandelile futhi kakhulu nethi ngebenzethu abalandelela futhi kubana itokolini senjani in terms of hiring of ama-civil servants and even some other institutions eziqhatha ama-nurse and other institutions so lokhu ngapha ngavumelekisenge but engikwazi upresident idinakagwa ayesiyephuphu you know upresident someone wants to say other issues kumele zilungisike yithi abantu bansundu in terms of the black people of Zimbabwe yikho yena wazihambile wakhona ngayo ubengadingi isicoco ubedinga ukubana
asebenza labantu besigazeni esakwephuvulele emathuneni nothi as a province ukubana kulungisi yonke into, ukubana into eyenzakalayo ngama-18 hundreds le ilungisi abantu abona ukuthi yi-recognizes imathebelo eyenzakala kophuphu. And even now ngabazalandela futhi kwezithi nangakho uhambile futhi ezame ukulandelela lapho kwangeroni inkosi ethu lobhengula. But yena ebe-is from Mashona tribe. Kuyamela yenzeni more ukuthi abantu bazibananzelele ukuthi president is trying his best to make sure ukuthi siyabona ukuthi is accommodating all of us as a nation. Is not yet the same mina ngizele midlands, mina ngizele mathiba, ngibazeni everything is about Zimbabwe and Zimbabwe is one. And ningakufuniwe ukwehlukanisa eZimbabwe ukuthi akumina thina ngapha, thina ngapha, no. Into ebe-affecta izinokuqhathwa kwabantu ibe-affecta all provinces, not Matuan provinces. So not complain at Nigerians that we're complaining as a whole and everything is addressed by one as a whole. So in the lay about Kuluma Avanza, you can never get it, but one foot Ugubana government yet is ready to address it and is already addressing it through investing in the education sector.
Siyabonga Babalanga, there is a caller on the line. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, mapina mchirongwa mu nogona ku tipao mafungiro enyu.
Hello.
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 Hello. Wangu tiriku kunzai, tiriku taura neze independence, tichitarisa vechidiki munogona ku tipao mafungiro enyu. Muruku wana sei zuvairi re independence.
Hello.
Yeah, tirikukunzwai muno tinotenda nemashoko enyu. Hello, tirikukunzwai tinotenda nemashoko enyu. Tirikunzwa vamwe vechidiki vachichema nekuti inogona nge kupemberera zuva rakadai kuri kutambisa mari nezvimwe panguva ino paine nzara. Vanenge vatarasikirwa nevanga vapinda muparunhare paya. Tinotenda nenguva yatava nayo muchirongwa chedu chanhasi, asi nguva ndo yaita shanje, nguva ndo yati imhanyei. Nhasi tanga tichitarisa nyaya yeIndependence Day, rinova zuva rerusununguko munyika, apo patanga tichinzwa kubva kune vechidiki vari kubva kumapato akasiyana-siyana nezvemaonero avo nezuva ranhasi. Regai titore mukana uno titende vatatu vapinda muchirongwa ichi. Sibonga kakhulu baba Moses Langa elingene kuhlelo, sibonge njalo ubaba umkhululi Jele kanye lo mnumzana Calvin Wiseman Dube ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu olwa namhlanje, lapho akade sikhangela khona udaba lokukhululeka kwelizwe, lapho esikhangelele ukuthi kuza kuba kuthakazelelwa usuku lolu ngolwesine kuyena liviki, kulusuku oluzathakazelelwa eMrambinda eBuhera eManicaland. Apo patatarisira kuti pachaita mabiko ekucherechedza zuva rerusununguko kwaMrambinda kuBuhera, pakatarisirwa kuti pachange pachiungana vanhu vachibva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Asi kwanhasi nguva dzondo dzatiza, regai tigumire pano. Thank you all for joining us on Live Talk, and that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kangube.